it seems to me that siren seems to be the hardest word.
Why is this apparently easy?
When I got to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department, because I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and for my personal emails instead of two.
Why is rationalizing an oversight about emails when you are in a sensitive government position like Secretary of State, why is that easy? And this, why is this still pretty easy? The regret thing.
I regret that this has become such a cause celebre.
The responsibility thing.
I take responsibility.
The I made bad choices thing.
I certainly wish that I had made a different choice.
And then there's the very considerate, sorry for confusing you, people of America.
At the end of the day, I am sorry that this has been confusing to people.
All that acrobatic dodging and weaving is easy. But this exchange with David Muir of ABC News, this apparently is hard.
I should have used two accounts, one for personal, one for work-related emails. That was a mistake. I'm sorry about that. I take responsibility. And I'm trying to be as transparent as I possibly can.
Did you make a mistake?
I did.
Edwin Battistella is the author of Sorry About That, The Language of Public Apology. He joins us from Southern Oregon. Edwin, does that constitute an apology, and why does it take so long for candidate Clinton, with a lot at stake? I mean, she is running for president, to get there.
Yeah, this is something that's really kind of typical with politicians, that they often don't feel they're at fault and struggle with how to say they have some regrets for things. And never quite get around to apologizing until lots of other shoes fall and there's a kind of groundswell for people to apologize. So I think people that let this drag on too long are getting some bad advice.
And the pressure to say sorry, some of our listeners have responded to. I say sorry often. One of our folks from Massachusetts says it's become a crutch. And I think about how I can be better about holding myself to higher standards. I am a people pleaser who can't say no. It is difficult when we are so busy and have so many demands. Somehow this person is saying that sorry has become cheapened. Apologies are cheap for some class of people.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I noticed in doing the research for Sorry About That, that I was becoming a better apologizer. So now I apologize less, but I apologize quickly when I've done something wrong. And I think that's true. You know, apologies are kind of a ritual that we use to either shame something we've done or repair a relationship. If I step on your foot in the movies, it's basically a sort of simple ritual. And it's become in our 24-hour news cycle something that is really on demand almost.
Hi, this is Paul from Philadelphia. I actually find that a sincere apology is a lot easier to give than it first seems. And once you develop a habit for it, you'll never want to go back. Thanks.
Some advice there from Paul in Philly. Can you make a habit of apologies without being obsequious?
I think you can be a good apologizer, and what really strikes me as necessary is thinking about the apology before you make it. So I've been in situations where I might say, you know, I'm sorry, can you tell me the time or things like that? And now I'm saying more things like, excuse me, or could you do me a favor? And trying to be a little more transparent, to coin a phrase, about what I'm attempting to do.
Edwin Battistella is author of Sorry About That, The Language of Public Apology. He spoke with us from Southern Oregon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.